it's not all doom and gloom. You know, some businesses are saying they did very well and did okay and held their own as well.
A report on how Haines fared with vehicle-based tourism during 2009. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Nicholas Shotkovsky. That story and more up next. Numbers are in for border crossings on the Haines Highway in 2009. The Haines Convention and Visitors Bureau aims to keep a handle on what is sometimes called rubber tire traffic. This can help in gauging total tourism to Haines when factored in with airplane, ferry, and cruise ship visitation. In 2009, a total of 62,457 individuals crossed the international border at 42 Mile on the Haines Highway. 30,000 vehicles were counted passing through Dalton Cache. This was slightly down from 29,241 vehicle crossings in 2008. Lori Stepanski, Tourism Director for the Visitors Bureau, helps put these numbers in perspective.
It tells us that we are down only 759 vehicles over last year. You know, better than I would have expected. So, not quite as disappointing. We would like to see the number go up, but the border crossing numbers are definitely an indicator. It's down, which we were expecting somewhat for it to be down with the way the economy was going and just, from the gas prices that really didn't hit a decline until earlier, in the year last year. So I was kind of expecting it to be down. I actually expected it to be worse. So I'm a little pleasantly surprised that it's not quite as bad as I thought it was going to be. So we always look at tire traffic numbers when I get yearly numbers from the ferry system, which I think are going to be kind of flat, maybe down a little bit as well from what I've heard. But, we'll be looking at that too to see who's coming. And then, of course, we look at cruise ship traffic numbers, and that's going to be down this year. So it's not all doom and gloom. We've kind of did well holding our own, I would say. Some people may not agree with me, and I think people weathered the storm this past year a little differently than others did. Some of the RV parks took a hit pretty bad, especially the state campgrounds. A lot of times I went out and they were not very full. But, some businesses are saying they did very well and did okay and held their own as well.
One of the tourism-related businesses that did well during the 2009 season was the Captain's Choice Motel, as owner Ed LaPerry explains.
Well, it was a record year for us as far as sales were concerned. Not necessarily profit, but it wasn't a record year by any means of profit because costs have gone up even more than the business has. The cost of electricity, cost of fuel, taxes, labor, and all that stuff has eaten into it a long ways this year. But as far as sales and people, we had more this last year than we ever had. The year before was a record, and we broke it again last year. I think it's partially because the economy is so bad. So I think that rather than traveling overseas, they decided to stay and see Alaska. We didn't get the Europeans that we normally get every year, but we got an awful lot of Americans that came through, independent travelers that come in, which really surprised me.
And according to LaPerry, most of the international travelers were from relatively close to home as well.
We did get a lot of Canadians last year came in. The foreign travelers last year were primarily Canadians. Most of them come in the fall to fish. And every holiday they have, three-day holiday, we usually fill up with Canadians. They just like to get away and get down to the ocean. And most of them just love Haines, so they end up here. You can see their campers lined up all down the roads and everything, but the ones that come in their cars and stuff, a lot of them stay with me.
Stepanski is a member of the Alaska Travel Industry Association Marketing Board's International Committee. She says that her involvement with that group has helped to give her a perspective on the international tourism market.
We recently had a teleconference, and the top, five markets, Australia is New Zealand are number two or three. Germany is right up there. Of course, Japan. But, you know, for us here in Southeast and in our location here close to the Yukon, where the Condor is flying right into the Whitehorse, you know, we have a bigger German and Australian market than possibly the rest of the state. And a lot of the Australians, and growing now for the Germans too, is taking cruises. So, you know, Australia, New Zealand visitors are definitely way up there. I don't have my note right in front of me, but what I recall from the meeting and what I took down was that Australia is like 20% of the foreign visitors that come to Alaska. That's a pretty good chunk. And, you know, when I went to, with the trade mission, you know, ATIA on that trade mission down under 2 years ago, it was definitely well worth it. We got a lot of travel media up here last year, a lot of fam trips from tour operators that are selling Hanes because they experienced it, they've talked to me, they've communicated with the visitor center, they have a connection for having experienced Hanes in some sort of fashion, and they want to include it in their itineraries, so that's definitely helping us.
And Stepanski says that working with the Visitors Bureau web manager has allowed for new marketing options via the internet.
Google search engines, they have them in different countries. Now, some of them you can't just hook up so that you're part of that search engine of the, you know, like Canada or UK, whatever. Some of them you can, but I think we were able to get in with four of them of different countries so that we're kind of primed in there for the Google search engines of that country. And I encourage people to take a look at their information on our website and let us know if there's something that's changed or something you want to change or needs to be corrected. We can usually do that within 24 hours, so stay current on that. But you know, we do the Google ads. We're, as a matter of fact, today we just established the Twitter account. So, and we connected it with our Facebook account, so instead of having to do two different social medias, we can do them at once because Facebook and Twitter can be connected. So when you post something on Facebook, you can tweet. So we're trying to stay current into the modern world.
The 2010 avalanche season has come down with force on the Klondike Highway. Boyd Worley is port director with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the port of Skagway, Alaska. He explains that the South Klondike Highway was closed north of the White Pass midday on Friday.
On Friday the 19th of February, around noon, the Canadian Highway Department closed the Klondike Highway because of a small slide around kilometer 84, which is up near Carcross.
Worley says that both lanes are cleared for traffic as of the time of this report. This was the first time this winter that a snowslide has blocked the road.
They have intentionally brought some down already because of the snow buildup. But yeah, it's that getting close to that time of the year, February, March, where we do get those slides, a lot of snow waiting to come down. The DOT highway crew said that the avalanche danger in general is considerable up in that area because of the severe angle of those avalanche chutes.
Worley has worked at the Skagway Border Post since it opened in 1977. He says that this is the time of year when avalanches usually start to come down along the route of the highway.
I would say this is right about right on schedule. The high temperatures recently have probably, you know, aggravated it somewhat, but normally this is the time of the year where we start to see them. It may be 2 weeks early, but this is normally the time of the year that things start to loosen up and come down.
Motorists are always advised not to stop in avalanche areas, and Worley encourages travelers to call ahead to the U.S. Border Post to get an update about conditions before setting out on the highway.
I would say check the road reports before you leave, especially since both the U.S. and Canadian side ports on entry are open now only 16 hours a day. There's nothing wrong with calling them before you leave and have them ask, especially on the U.S. side, see what the people coming south out of the Yukon along the highway have been saying about the weather. We normally talk to the first truck or car and ask them what the road was like. We just had a Park Service employee come through who said actually there were three small slides in that same area, but only one was big enough to cross the road.
On both the Klondike and Haines highways, the U.S. and Canadian customs are each open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Alaska Standard Time. KHNS Local News airs every weekday at 5:30 p.m. and on weekday mornings at 6:49 and 7:49 a.m. Then, a review of the week's top local news stories is heard every Saturday during Lynn Canal Weekend on KHNS. You can listen to KHNS News anytime online at khns.org. Just click on the Listen tab for stories from the last week, or go to Archives for earlier stories.